brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have met at my office one of the assistant, well, one of the prosecutors, not the head Austin prosecutor. And they came to my office because they were, I'm not going to get into the whole story. And they showed me their card, and I knew who they were with. That's how they were brought here. And I looked the person up. It was about a year ago, 2 years ago now. And they told me, they said, listen, the judges give illegal aliens $5 fines for drunk driving. And even if they run over somebody, they don't get charged. And we've just been told, do it. And then also covered how banks, like 10 years ago, came out and said, we give illegal aliens loans with no IDs, no proof, as part of a program to incentivize coming to America. It's like, you know, you can have your babies for free, and they put ads in Mexican newspapers, come up here and have your kids for free. It's about bankrupting America. The globalists are just going to loan America more fiat dollars to get real infrastructure. So anyway, you know, if it's a $5 million cast of shrimp on treadmills, I'm not joking. I think it was a $5 million. Guys, look up study of shrimp on treadmills. I think it was $5 million a few years ago. Or, you know, whether it's a $10 million UT female masturbation study, or whether it's a study to teach elementary students how to masturbate, you know, $100 million program, Jocelyn Elders, whatever. Any way they can bankrupt us and just get us used to walking all over us. Here's the new article. There it is. Tax dollars fund shrimp on treadmills. Jello wrestling in Antarctica, report says federal research agency mismanaged $3 billion. Ba, 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 billion. Alex, you exaggerate. You said five million. It was $3 billion. Yeah, no, I remember the headline. It was $5 million for shrimp on treadmills. I think that's the Fox News headline. I think it was $5 million out of the $3 billion. But again, and they will take an old lady's house who's eating dog food in the poorest part of Austin. I've done these reports years ago when I had time to do local reports. You know about it. When an old 80-year-old woman can't pay her property taxes and is on $600 a month Social Security and has all these medical bills and literally has to go get charity. And I tell you, I used to do my Access TV show and I'd do one report on old people and I'd get hundreds of calls to my comment line with no crew. And I would hear these old ladies and old men begging, going, I'm over here in a trailer, and they say they're going to take my plot. The trailer's only worth probably $20,000. I've been in it, you know, 30-something years. There's holes in the roof, but they want it, and they're coming next week to take my trailer. They're coming next week to take my trailer. And I have like 100 phone calls. Mike Hansen used to take it over for me, and he couldn't listen to it. He'll drive you crazy. You can't even call him back, much less go out there. And you go out there, and you know, one guy's got colon cancer, and you see blood and bandages seeping out of his trousers. And he's sitting there going, yeah, I was in the Korean War. My wife died of cancer. They're going to take my the 3-inch grass. But I got out and I'm voting. And I guess I'm trying to beat this cancer right now. If they won't take back the 2 weeks I was in the hospital, 3-inch grass, $2,000 fines a day and other objectionable material. And the zone person, I've had my hat in my hand. And I said, sir, I can't move these logs in the backyard. And I'm trying to get a company in to do it, but I'm on Social Security. And for some reason, the VA don't send a check no more. They're looking at you with all their teeth missing. Going, Mr. Jones, I want to thank you. And I mean, that's why I can't do this anymore. So that Obama can spend millions of dollars a night in a hotel, and Biden can spend $500,000 while they're shooting kids up with poison shots, and I can get hundreds of calls a week. They always target old people, the zoning department. And, man, they take their houses and throw them in a nursing home. And now they wear uniforms with police badges. I want to tell all those people something. You're not going to get away with this. I hope you know God is going to strike your butt down. You are cursed. You understand that? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Obama people like to quote the Bible and say, thou shalt not kill. But if you actually go to the Hebrew and Greek translations, thou shalt not murder means in cold blood, wrongly, someone who's innocent. And that's the common law of all cultures. What is basically illegal is going and killing someone who's done nothing, knocking somebody on the head to basically rob them. And my son heard me talking about people that hurt innocents, how it will come back on them. And he happened to have in his book bag, he's here with me today, Discover's Bible, a large print Bible for early readers. And he was reading me from Genesis 21, 9, verse 6. Anyone who murders man will be killed by man. This is because I have made man in my own likeness. So anyone who murders, not, okay, just to say, thou shalt not kill. No, it's thou shalt not murder. Because, you know, you can see the government saying they're going to kill whole villages to get one bad guy. Why is that supposedly okay? Well, that is wrong. That is unjust war. And we've just accepted so many out of control things in this society, now is the time to realize that the people are perishing for lack of knowledge. But again, there it is, Genesis 8:21. I guess, is that chapter 9, verse 6? Anyone who murders man will be killed by man. That is because I have made man in my own likeness. That's the same thing as those that live by the sword die by the sword. It doesn't mean having a sword or defending yourself you're going to be killed by the sword. It means those that live by the sword. Living, you're out taking with the sword. You will surely die by the sword. All of you that serve evil and think you're going to be on the winning team because you're so scared of the system, you think you'll just, well, that's the winning team. I'll go curl up to that. You lead cursed lives for a reason. Your family's breaking up for a reason. Your child, because you trusted the system and took all the vaccines and eat GMO, because you lie to yourself, you're going to be cursed by your own actions. And that's not mumbo jumbo. That's not magic. That's common sense. Thank you, son, for bringing the book in. All right, I want to open the phones up in this second hour. A lot of stations join us in the second and third hour. I want to welcome all of you aboard here today. And we are here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, back at night, 7 o'clock Central with InfoWars Nightly News. If you are not a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, you go to PrisonPlanet.tv. We're fighting the construction of the Prison Planet with InfoWarsNews.com. That'll also get you there. 11 memberships. I didn't plug anything last hour. 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. That is 55 cents or less per person. One username, passcode, create an original code you can share, give it to friends and family. I say you can probably give it up to 50 people and just say, hey, here's your gift of a username, passcode to see all these films in high def, to see the nightly news, to see video of the radio show. Also send people the free iPhone app or the free Android apps that are in the listen page of InfoWars.com. Just click on that tab, or prisonplanet.com will take you there. I mean, the Eddie Craig presents How to Protect Your Rights as an American Citizen, Air Force officer, and then, of course, Nacogdoches Sheriff Deputy that saw the corruption and stood up against it. Probably one of the best, most well-spoken, not patriot mythology, but real hardcore pro se, just showing how basically everything the police do is illegal now. And most police don't even know it, because it's all done in legalese. Police all need to see it. PrisonPlanet.tv. And again, that just pays for the bandwidth. If you want to support us, buy the ProPure water filters, the lowest price out there, promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com. Promo code WATER gets you 10% off the already lowest price. We've now launched the Seed Center, a year of research, the best reviews, the non-GMO, non-hybrid heirloom seeds. We've got cases that have 50,000 seeds at the lowest price, 5,000 seeds at the lowest price, 50,000, 10,000. We're now carrying six different companies, six different brands at InfoWarsStore.com. And, you know, these seeds will save many of them 100 years, by the way. So you can also buy a couple of this. Seed Vault is a great system. The Seed Arc is amazing. All of it. And they all calculate basically out at the same price. Depends on how many seeds you get. And we have these at the lowest prices. I've instructed Weldon Henson, who heads up the store with Matt back there, to have the lowest prices, unless somebody's doing a bait and switch on eBay or something. But the point is that this supports the broadcast. We sell things we believe in. InfoWarsHealth.com, the best vitamins, minerals, products there. Purchasing from us also funds the operation so we can boldly go 110% up against the enemy. Now, I want to give the number out on these articles. What do you think of gold being artificially plunged? I mean, it's on record that it's all staged. I'm going to get some experts on this week. Anybody can pull up the articles where they admit the big banks go in there and short sell. They go in there and they naked short. They go in there and they manipulate. They put out contracts, puts, that it's going to go down, and then have the media hype it up, and then basically sell also their own gold holdings into the market at reduced prices. I mean, Gordon Brown sold England's, what was it, a decade ago or more, gold supply at a third of what it was worth. You can look that up. I mean, it is just crazy what they're doing. And I've told people, they can drive anything down. They can do anything artificial now, but not long term. They can do anything. They could probably make gold be worth zero, you know, down to 10 cents. But in the real market, it won't be. And at that price, you wouldn't be able to buy any. They could say the moon was made out of cheese. They could say 2 plus 2 equal 10, and they now teach that in public schools. No, they actually teach it could be whatever you think to just create total disassociation from reality.
I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine, but aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about in that. So we, you know, yesterday we saw some reluctance for the Bernanke Fed to expand their balance.
Now, separately, it's in the Financial Times of London, AP, Reuters, Time Magazine. That, hey, there's a global government run by private megabanks. They're going to need $100 trillion in the next decade of your tax money via carbon taxes, Tobin taxes, and global VAT. And they're going to fix the world economy by running the planet. And by the way, they're exempt from the taxes themselves, from EU bureaucrats up. But if you go, hey, I think that's a terrible idea, they go, whoa, Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, this doesn't exist. There are crazy people that believe there's a global takeover by megabanks. Yeah, the John Birch Society, they said that in the 50s. Man, they're really bad people for being absolutely accurate 60-plus years before their time, because they had high-level military officers that weren't traitors who were let in on the operation that warned them. Man, yeah, they're kooks. Yeah, those patriots, that Alex Jones, you know, he said 17 years ago they were setting up a new world order run by megabanks because he happened to have read books by Barry Goldwater, who was witnessing it all as a senator. Yeah, man, he's a bad guy for being informed. I mean, this is getting so out of control. This is a war against reality, and I want your take on this clip. Again, it's up at drudgereport.com on the left-hand side. I'm going to have it reposted. Have them repost it, too. I want at Prison Planet InfoWars Red Link. That's got the clips of Californians saying, arrest Tea Partiers, take all their guns, put them in jail. Here it is.
By repealing the Second Amendment, what that'll do is we'll have a door-to-door gun confiscation against the white people, the right-wing extremists.
Okay.
Take away their guns. Well, birthday.
My birthday.
Yeah, your birthday. Yeah. Just repealing the Second Amendment, door-to-door gun confiscations. Then that way only the unregistered guns will be out, and we'll be much safer that
way.
Got you. Thank you for supporting that.
No doubt.
It just goes on and on. That's enough. Full video at InfoWars.com. Full video at DrudgeReport.com. But I'm telling you, all of you, it's time to fight. Take your iPhone. Take your camera. You don't have to be a, quote, expert to fight the tyranny. These are zombies you're talking about. I mean, you're like a god compared to them. I'm very sad for them. But literally, go out to an anti-gun rally or go to a Democratic Party rally. Have a hidden camera. They're very cheap now. But it's a public rally, so you're allowed to show people, even though they don't know. Make sure that you're a one-party consent state. But technically, if it's a public place, it can be hidden, but they still may try to charge you if you're not. Just type in your state's wiretapping laws. Only, I think, 14 of them say you can't tape or videotape people without them knowing. But again, that's not even in a public place. But the cops are arresting people that film them on the side of the highway. If you film cops in Illinois from your own car, they take you to jail. I mean, just it doesn't matter how many times the court throw it out. The point is, I think everybody, to give a little lesson there on filming in public, because it's such a free country, you go out and go to their meetings and go, yeah, man, I think we ought to just arrest all the libertarians and put them in a forced labor camp, and then they could be productive part of the economy. And I guarantee you, they're going to say, yes, yes, do what Veritas Project's done. Do what we do. Do what Mark Dice has done. I'm telling you, we've got to have a counter-offensive against their counter-offensive and really go show who they are. That's what will bring them down. I mean, I've gotten video, over the years of them saying they're going to bring in world government. They're going to break up the family. Now they say it publicly. I want to get your take on all this. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And this is the big news up at InfoWars.com right now. Big Sis coordinating gun confiscations. And this also just broke at InfoWars.com. Because an illegal alien had a unique cultural background, he's allowed to... Well, I'm going to tell you about this when we come back.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. With eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Gentlemen, we are capturing it right now during the break. During the break out there on the television, and you know, with these new DVRs the last few years, you can just rewind what was live. You've probably already seen it. They now have Pillsbury Doughboy ads where the TSA gropes the Pillsbury Doughboy, and it is a bunch of fun to have this basically done to him. Again, everything is acclamation. The TV shows, the radio, the mainline radio, the print stuff. He loves it, too, when he gets gross.
Oh, he likes it.
Sir.
I'll get it together. I promise.
Look, the TSA's wearing like a police badge. Oh, going for his crush.
How happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
Oh, it's a Geico ad with the Pillsbury Doughboy? So I guess they're doing unified deals now. I see more and more ads where it's like Predator versus Alien. And again, oh, it's the new sacrament in America to have your junk groped. John is saying that Rockefeller owns Geico. Look into that. Look into the conglomerate that owns it. By the way, up at Infowars.com right now, illegal immigrant DUI killer ruled incompetent because of his unique cultural background. A self-confessed illegal immigrant in Milford, Mass. Faces 15 years of found guilty of vehicular homicide, but it's a big if. As it stands right now, Nicholas D. Gauman has been found incompetent to stand trial because he doesn't speak English and doesn't understand the American legal system. And again, illegal aliens are allowed to drink and drive. They're allowed to, I mean, it's on record where sheriffs arrest them and then the prosecutors let them go. Critics say he had an accomplice, Massachusetts Governor Devel Patrick. And it goes on to say that, well, he's basically above the law. By the way, one of the Travis County prosecutor got arrested while drinking and driving, and she's admitted to it, up by the entrance to Steiner Ranch out by Lakeway. And I actually know people that know her. And, I mean, she sounds like she's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. And she's like, I was having an evening. Yeah, I did. Reportedly, according to the witnesses that called 911 on her and then the cops that showed up, she was driving down the wrong side of the road, doing circles in a major highway, bombed out of her brain. There it is. After drunk driving arrests, Travis County DA apologizes, says she'll remain in office. And I know people. One of my friends had some guys jump out of a car one time, follow him to his house, get in his face, because they claimed that he cut him off. He can tell the story later if he wants. He didn't say I couldn't tell, but I'm not going to say his name, but he's a well-known guy in Austin. And they jump out, get in his face. He gets back in their face. He's a big guy. They run off and leave. And then his brother looks like him and was probably more well-known at the time because they both, you know, had celebrity jobs. One's a country music singer, the other a champion rodeo guy. And this prosecutor, even when there were witnesses and everything, and, hey, it's not my brother, it's me, was still going to prosecute him. And didn't care, reportedly. Until they had all these witnesses and everybody that know that this is the person. And then they had to drop that anyway because he hadn't even done anything. And the brother had to go before the Travis County grand jury and said, I want to speak to him. And went and said, this prosecutor is crazy. This is my brother. This is me. This is my house. This is my truck. My brother wasn't even in town when this happened. And they don't even care. And the grand jury no-billed. And again, it's like the Michael Morton case up in Williamson County. It's world famous now. He stayed in jail 20-something years. His wife killed. Bloody bandana outside with an ex-con killer's blood on it. And the prosecutor asked the state police, you know, let's not do anything with that. And kept the guy in jail because, you know, a decade or so into his sentence, they had all the DNA sample, had the DNA sample of the guy that had already killed later and been arrested and didn't want to test it. And then even when the DNA came out that it wasn't him, they wanted to keep him in jail, a father with no criminal record. It's like the more innocent you are, the more under the jail, I guess like the devil gives them more lumps of sugar in their coffee when they burn innocent people. All right, we'll be right back. But Warren Buffett owns Geico. Yeah, that's what I thought. And that's Rockefeller. Yeah. So Geico teaching you that your children being groped is a good thing. Everybody should boycott.
We're on the march, The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here back every weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, with myself hosting the news, Jakari Jackson, David Knight, Leanne McAdoo, Rob, dude, and I mentioned John Bowne, so many others, Darren McBreen, Paul Watson, you name it. By the way, Paul Watson believes he's discovered the location of Bilderberg 2013 outside London. He lives now in London. Are on the edge of London, and so he's going to be covering Bilderberg 2013 in June. And who knows if I will be parachuting into the confab. I mean that figuratively, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I said I'd go to your phone calls. Here's some of the news coming up after I do that. Big Sis coordinating gun confiscations. I think that's kind of important news. Illegal immigrant, DUI killer, ruled incompetent because of his unique cultural background. They're looking at just releasing him. They're reporting in the local news saying that everything wasn't in Spanish in Massachusetts, and so it's that fault. He didn't know he could drink 3 times the legal limit and go kill some people. And when he drinks and drives, he gets off. And when the Travis County prosecutor does, she gets off. She sounded so delusional. Did somebody find her on local news? I heard her on 590, our local affiliate. They were playing clips of her. She was going, I had an evening. I mean, let me tell you, folks, I don't drink a lot, but sometimes, you know, I'll go out to a party or an event or a wedding, and it's hard to not drink a couple glasses of wine. And then I will sit there and eat something, drink coffee, and wait. Or, you know, find somebody there and say, hey, take me home, just because they'll take you to jail, you know, for one beer in your body now. If you drink a beer and get pulled over right then, that's over 0.8 or whatever it is. I've talked to medical doctors about it. And the bars are right there. Everybody knows everybody's drinking. And it's all selectively enforced. I'm surprised this Travis County sheriff's deputy did his job and arrested this lady. But he'll have a terrible future in his, but I mean, they had to. She was driving on the wrong side, doing circles in a major highway. I mean, she's like, I had a little wine. Oh, I bet you did, lady. I mean, I bet you did. I'd have to drink like 4 bottles of wine to be that drunk. Oh, my God. In the interview, she sounds like she's had a lobotomy. I mean, I've heard it over and over again on local radio. She's like, oh, I had a little evening myself. You had a little evening. And, I mean, I'm just so sick of these people. That lady, by the way, lets illegal aliens go every day. But when she gets a good fat, let me tell you, that whole wealthy area by Steiner Ranch and down in Lakeway, you know, with the $5 million houses, I go over there to see friends sometimes, and I want to be out of there by 10 because I've been pulled over, haven't been drinking. I mean, it's like piranhas. Look, you kind of passed that line back there, and I know I didn't, and I hadn't been drinking. Mind if I search the vehicle? I do mind. You're not going to establish your fake probable cause, okay, staring at my car. I mean, it's all good. Go arrest all your drunk bosses driving down the wrong side of the road. Leave me alone. Okay, leave me alone, leave me alone. I mean, I saw a well-known cop drinking tequila in a restaurant, and I looked at him, he got probably weighed 250 pounds, waddle out, go to a movie. I went to the same theater. I watched him get out with his wife 2 hours later and drive off. I didn't call the cops on him because I'm not a sick freak. I'm like, he probably has a little alcohol in him. But, I mean, that doesn't do anything to you when you weigh 250 pounds. I watched him drink a beer and 2 tequilas, probably all out of his system in 2 hours. But let me tell you, most people would have called the cops on him. But my whole issue is I am watching. Okay, I said I'd go to your phone calls. I want to get your take on everything. Guys, will you launch my phone system? I noticed at the start of the show it wasn't launched, and I forgot to launch that, so I'll probably actually need the phone system to take calls. But 800-259-9231, and we will get you up on air. We should have like a flight check, you know, like reboot computer, flight check. We actually do have one of those. Okay, call system is turned on. That's always important. Check. Lights are turned on. Check. Toilet paper is on toilet paper roll. David Rockefeller roll. I don't even know what that joke means at this point. So that is some of the news there. Okay, we're going to go to your phone calls right now. Let's talk to Stephen in Florida. You're on the air, Stephen. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. I wanted to comment on this video with Mark Dice that you're talking about. But first of all, I wanted to ask you, you've done a bunch of interviews with Steve Pachinik, who is with Delta Force. And I just wondered if you have ever heard from him or know yourself of anything about John Lear, who was also with Delta Force, and his intel that he's put out on the Internet.
You're talking about the son of the inventor of the Learjet, if fortune?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, here's the deal. I'm not knocking Lear, who says, you know, space aliens and stuff. I can't prove all that, so I don't go there. Steve Pachinik is even more than who he says he is. And he's really an interesting person on so many fronts. He really was involved with Delta Force. He really was in the Carter administration. He really was involved with Boykin. I know the players. I can look up news. I mean, you can go do a search on Pachinik and black ops manipulator, Reds in Italy to kill prime minister. Just all sorts of stuff. Of course, Pachinik will never talk about any of that on air. But I mean, Pachinik really is, you know, really did know Kim Jong-il. He really did know the father. He really did go into North Korea last week. I mean, the guy went into North Korea last week. I mean, he is a more than just, he's a spy. I mean, but he's the old-fashioned, you know, spy. And I'm not saying he doesn't even have other motives out there, but overall, they don't like what he's doing. The CFR has been very threatening to him. You know, he's saying a lot of stuff that's true on the air. So there you go.
The reason I asked is because Lear put forth something, and I agree with you, all this stuff about people living on the moon and other planets and stuff. I don't go for that, but he put something that I thought was very plausible considering the technology that the globalists have, like Blue Beam. And he stated that he knew that the planes that hit the World Trade Center were actually holographic images, and they were timed from the doomsday plane that was seen flying overhead at the same time when the explosions took place. I could believe that that actually occurred. When you look at the video of the planes, it actually kind of looks like they're being absorbed into the buildings rather than
collapsing. Yeah, here's the deal. The media always focuses, and I appreciate your call on that, because that's what they want to debate. They don't want to debate the Carlyle Group meeting with the Bushes on the morning of 9/11 with the head of the House of bin Laden. That's London Guardian AP. They don't want to discuss the hijackers trained at U.S. bases. AP, Reuters, San Jose Mercury News, the head of the base went public and said, Colonel Butler, said, all I know is these guys are U.S. agents. And there's a cover-up, and this is a double-cross. Did they land an aircraft at a NASA base with different tail numbers and then load the people off and then take back off that match the other tail numbers? Yes. Does Operation Northwoods talk about that? Yes. Is Blue Beam real to be able to project a 5,000-foot King Kong or Jesus or whatever they want in the hologram, yes. But I don't think they're going to go operational. See, I don't think that kids didn't really die at New Haven. They like killing real kids. They clearly have some actors there to back up the story as well. It's a composite. Part of it's real, part of it isn't. That's very obvious, and that's what other declassified programs look like. They're going to kill real kids. They're going to kill real people. Now, was it confirmed the towers are more than half empty that day, what they regularly were? Yes. Was it confirmed that, you know, basically most people got the word not to go to work that day across the board? Yes. So the media turns it into no Jews died conspiracy theory when there are a bunch of Jews died in the World Trade Centers. See, it comes out, the buildings were half empty, there's all these warnings, it's in local news, yeah, we got warned not to go to work that day, the day before, Mayor Willie Brown comes out, San Francisco Chronicle, I got a call from Condoleezza Rice, told me don't fly to New York tomorrow. I mean, that came out September 12th, and then he got told to shut up and wouldn't talk about it. See, nobody wants to, it said it's like, oh, Jews. And people go, oh, you're covering up for the Jews. No, the media, when all this came out about Willie Brown getting warned and all these other people, and Arabs got warned, that got confirmed, and some companies that did have Jews working at them, you know, some Jews got warned. When all that came out, it's like, oh, Jews. People say no Jews died to create a false conspiracy theory. And again, I don't know exactly what happened on 9/11, but the official story is a fraud. I mean, look at how our government runs Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria now and gave them 10,000 heat-seeking missiles on record. And in a year or 2 years, when European and U.S. or English jet airliners get shot down by the heat seekers, it'll be buried in the back of the news that our government gave them the heat seekers. And I'll be pointing out all the reports we did, all the warnings, and it'll be, yeah, Fox News. Yeah, Alex is that piece of garbage, or Glenn Beck will say, that says our government, our firefighters did 9/11. That was the talking point a few years ago, was Alex says the fire department was in on it. I never said that. Alex says Jews did it. I never said that. They see, I'm like, hey, they gave him 10,000 heat seekers. Here's the mainstream articles. This is terrible. Remember this when it comes out. And I'll be here with the mainstream articles when it happens, going, see, I told you it'll be, shut up, you un-American piece of garbage. I mean, I called Colonel Butler up, called information the day the news hit, and I said, I'd like you to come on about how Muhammad Atta trained in your class. He was the dean of the school, and he goes, I can't talk to you. I'm getting threatened. This, and I heard a woman in the background going, I told you and they told you. What are you doing? Click. Because they began the court-martial of him the next day. They probably had men in suits in their house right then. Imagine the colonel, the head of the base, is like, Five of the hijackers trained. Ada was in my class, front row, for a year. Something's going on. The government's involved. We got to warn people. And I'll bet you bottom dollar. We ought to go try to find Butler. That kind of stuff gets you killed. Because of the credibility of that. And by the way, San Jose Mercury News, was it controlled? They reported it right after it happened. It was like September 15th or something. They wrote a letter to the editor. The head of the U.S. Embassy in visa section, Springman, tells the Toronto Star, he goes, all I know is we were told give them visas because the CIA was really controlling them and they weren't really Al-Qaeda. See, you bring up these points and I said I'd go to your calls. It's so crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, crime syndicates. The New World Order is a global banking mafia. They are a mafia. They have private hitmen. These banks are bigger than most countries' GDP. They have their own armies. They run the private intelligence networks. They can listen to your phones. They got 800,000 private contractors with subcontractor companies of the big banks that listen to your phones. They administer the welfare checks. They run it all. They're the government. They're dissolving the old government, having a new privatized government, not privatized for bids. These are no bid privatized. And they are telling the police and military, prepare to arrest Christians en masse. That broke last week, mainstream news. And finally, the normalcy bias of the state police and sheriffs in Colorado are like, you're teaching us that Christians are terrorists and we're going to have to arrest them en masse and there's going to be a Christian uprising? Well, that sounds like Russia or something. What is it? We better, you better get up off your butts, folks. The spirit of evil is moving across the country right now. Yeah, that's Fox News, guys. Pull up the one from InfoWars that links to the newspapers in Colorado. The headline was state police, trained to confiscate guns from Christians. Because that's got the letters from the state police and others just freaking out going, what planet do we live on? Well, I'll tell you, you live in authoritarianism. And again, I'm freaking out. I'm not even having an anxiety attack right now. I just feel like I shouldn't even, in a weird way, even be on air. I mean, I just can't even believe this anymore. That illegal aliens are allowed to drink and drive and kill people. And there it is. DHS-funded course asks cops that they will confiscate guns from Christians. Colorado troopers trained to consider Christians as dangerous terrorists. I mean, now, that came out on April 10th last week. Print that for me, thanks. And it just comes out, and it's like, oh, yeah. And it's got the letters from the state police and people going, yeah, this is really creepy. Oh, God, help me. And I'm telling you, the enemy's going to come after us however they can. It's by the grace of God and your prayers, we're even on the air right now. I mean, I just hope you know, folks, I am directly at the gate of the dragon's den with a sword, stabbing him in the belly right now, okay? And I'm little and I'm weak, but the idea is powerful. And I just, my flesh isn't even afraid. It's more like, I mean, I can't even believe we're in this situation. I can't believe everybody else is just going around like it's normal. Every instinct I've got is just get my family and get the hell out of here right now. But I'm telling you, folks, that way is destruction. We've gotten in this position by, oh, I'm not going to say anything. What will my neighbors think? Oh, I'm not going to get involved. Let's talk to David in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding, David. Then we'll go to Danny, Ramon, William, and others. You're on the air, David. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I just am watching the fall of America. It's like a Twilight Zone episode.
I hear you. I started listening to you 3 years ago, and when I started telling my neighbors and people about what you said, you know, they would think I was crazy, a lunatic. But what's strange is a lot of people agree now that nobody seems to want to do anything. I mean, I called my senator, and I even called Martinez down there when I saw that video on your website. But what do we do?
You know, yeah, he's the Bloomberg point guy here in Austin, Mayor Pro Tem. And it's just the way he smiles at those good, decent, look like heroes, those pro-gun guys that were there. Just look you in the eye, smart, look manly, just obviously good guys. Got signs saying, no to gun ban, and they assault them, and the cops act like they're bad. And then Martinez laughs at him and says, we're going to register your guns, and then we're going to take them.
And just Austin City Council Member Clay Martinez.
Thank you so much. I've got a proclamation on behalf of the Marion City Council that we want to present, but I want to say a couple of words, and I'll be brief. First of all, to the gentleman that's dying for attention, someone needs to inform him that there is no gun ban currently. But because of the work that we're doing here today, we will make your sign legitimate shortly. So you hang on to that.
And again, they cheer. And while this is happening, a woman comes up and hits him with her, not a complete fist. She had like, you know, the her knuckle. She is kind of, it's almost like how a monkey hits people, a chimpanzee. She throws her hand out and hits him with the middle of her fingers. And you can tell he pops him. And she pops him pretty hard. And he turns around. And then another guy runs in. They're like roaches. I mean, Martinez says that. You want some attention, buddy? And they just run in like roaches. I'm going to come back to you, caller. I'm going to come back. Don't hang up, David. I want to hear what you have to say. And again, it's just they're such flaming authoritarians. And Martinez, if you don't see the video as a radio listener, it's on InfoWars.com. There's this craziness. This we'll get your guns because he sees us as his food, as his property.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Breaking news. Harry Reid and the Democrats in the Senate are getting ready to pass a sweeping new gun control bill that will take away your constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Conservatives in the Senate, led by Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and Marco Rubio, have promised to do everything they can to keep this dangerous bill from becoming law, even if they have to filibuster it day and night. These principled leaders refuse to compromise with President Obama. They have committed to fight the gun-grabbing liberals in the Senate, but they need your help to succeed. You can support them by calling today. Please call 1-800-996-4229 and sign the official Senate Conservatives petition to pledge your support for the Second Amendment. This could be your last chance, so please call 800-996-4229 to support Senators Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and Marco Rubio in the fight for our freedoms. Please call 1-800-996-4229 today. That's 1-800-996-4229. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund, which is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateConservatives.com.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin-nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
All right, Richard Belzer, who's got a new book out that I just finished that we also sell at InfoWarsStore.com, Hit List, an in-depth investigation into the mysterious deaths of witnesses to the JFK assassination. This is the most compelling evidence. Because you can make up stuff about magic bullets and stuff, you know, with ignorant people, but what about all the people that were murdered? It's hundreds of them. More than 50 where it's just incredibly obvious. I mean, within weeks, murdered
to keep the official story floating for a while. So that's going to be coming up in about the 8 after. We're going to take calls right now. David, finish your point. I'm sorry. We went to that clip of the gun grabber saying, after we're registered, you know, the work they're doing now, that you'll need your sign, don't ban the guns. So keep that sign. You're going to need that. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, it's just incredible how disingenuous most of them are. At least he was honest about the fact that he'll have armed guards, but you won't. That's how they roll. But go ahead, David. Make your point from Pennsylvania.
Well, the point I was trying to make is, since they always turn it around on us, I mean, how do we ultimately win? I mean, we keep talking and talking, and I agree with you, the one who takes the first shot loses, but at the end, how do we turn this around?
Well, number one, they're going to stage stuff and say we took the first shot. They'll find a federal building with a daycare again and blow it up. There's no doubt that was a federal operation. I'm in the film, and I endorse it. Very powerful. It's got police officers that were witnesses to the government operation who were death-threatened, living cops, not the cops they were able to kill, like Terrence Yakey. They got Mr. Browning, Don Browning, and others in there. And I imagine the head of the canine unit, a Marine veteran of Vietnam. And he's told, we're going to kill you and your wife if you don't shut up about what you saw, boy. One of the first guys to show up. How's that sound?
I mean,
you're right. We blew that up, buddy. Now, you keep your mouth shut or you're dead. And by the way, when I got him to talk about that first on radio and then in that film, he was gulping on air when he did it. Because, you know, even a combat veteran is like, okay, because he cares about the truth and those kids they killed. You think it's fun doing this, folks? You think it's fun? All the egomaniacs and narcissists out there that think they're patriots, who all they do is infight and stuff all day. This is a life and death situation. This isn't a game. And they're going to fire first by blowing stuff up and saying we did it. That's why we've got to expose who really does the fault fast and furious. And of course they did Aurora. And of course they're up to their eyeballs. I mean, shooters in the same outfit from nearby hostage team, SWAT teams, from nearby federal special unit, local police who were federal special event police, caught in the woods. It wasn't just one. It wasn't just two. There were three of them seen, one of them arrested. And then they tried to cover it up and say it didn't exist, even though it was confirmed in the police reports and we have chopper video. Okay? I mean, we're in trouble, folks. They grease little kids. Boom, right in the head to get our guns. Isn't it obvious? I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
No, you're right. It's unbelievable. But I'll stand with you till the end, my friend.
Well, God, but you say, listen, you say locals that were laughing at you, they're not laughing anymore. Well, listen, when they nuke a city or blow up a federal building and blame it on us, your neighbors are really going to listen if you've told them and given them a noble lie. Film at InfoWarsStore.com. Get that film. Show it to your neighbors so they understand, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. I mean, imagine a veteran cop, Marine Corps veteran, combat veteran. He's on my show. I'm like, all right, the film's coming out. And you talk about how the FBI came to your office and said you and your wife would be killed if you didn't shut up. And he goes, yeah. And he tells the story. And I go, okay, go ahead and tell me the names. Listen. There is a God, and I'm in God's hands. You understand that? And that's why everyone marvels at this show. No one can believe we're on the air. No one can believe this is happening. How could Alex be real? Because, you know, it's impossible. Because people can't handle their own fear. The other media people can't handle their own fear. You understand? They can't imagine. There are good police. There are good military. There are good people in media. And it shows there's still good people in America that we're on over 150 AM and FM affiliates. Okay, we can turn the tide, folks, but this is the most hardcore tyranny the world's ever seen. We've got to fight it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
States. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.